You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Benfica versus Bayern Munich on Wednesday night. It's Benfica 9-2 to win the game. The draw 12-5, Bayern Munich 7-10. Enhanced odds, Kostas Mitroglou to score and Benfica to win in 90. Was 7-1, now 9-1. Robert Lewandowski, who I was cursing last week, him to score and Bayern Munich to win, is in the betting at 2-1. To qualify, Benfica 5-1 to qualify. Bayern Munich in the betting at 1-9. Bayern Munich winning the first leg 1-0 with that really early goal they scored after 2 minutes, Arturo Vidal, who had another couple of chances. I watched that game because it was the Tuesday night game last week, and obviously I was on William Hill's in-play radio covering the action. And Bayern were so disappointing in that match. They really were. Benfica had a couple of good opportunities to grab a draw in that game. Subsequently, Benfica have won at Académica in the top flight Portuguese league, and Bayern Munich beat Stuttgart 3-1 away from home. It was disappointing from Bayern Munich last week. Scored after 2 minutes, you're thinking they're going to go on and rout Benfica, and it never materialised.
No, and they are a side that they're grinders, aren't they, more than flamboyant and wonderful. You think of, say, Barcelona, and you think, yeah, they're top of the league, but they routinely will go and beat sides 3 or 4 nil, and at home, sometimes 4, 5, 6 nil. Bayern don't tend to do that as much anymore. They tend to win to nil a lot, but it's fairly limited in terms of how many goals that they score. And away from home, they are a different creature, if you like. Put it this way, Benfica will be happier with the first leg result than Bayern will. That's not to say Benfica are going to go through here, but I know what you mean.
Not grabbing that away goal was that makes this task doubly difficult, because you know that if Bayern Munich score, have Benfica got the quality to score three times? I'm not sure they have.
And that's probably where their challenge will fall down here, Benfica, because Bayern are very, very likely to score here. The 7-10 on them to win this match is okay. It's all right. It's not fantastic, but I'd be a bit wary of taking that, given that
I find it difficult to back that.
They don't have to win.
Yeah, and I find it difficult to back that, having watched them in that first leg. Okay. I know that every team can have an off night, but Benfica were as good as Bayern Munich in that first leg, definitely.
Okay. So the 7-10 is okay, nothing more, but it's a bit short, I think, for what you're actually backing. I do think Bayern will win, and my selection, which I'll get to in a second, is sort of an enhancement of that. So I'm certainly not saying that I don't think Bayern will win. I do think that they will win it on the night as well as qualifying. If you're looking at the enhanced odds, firstly for Lewandowski to score, Bayern to win in 90 minutes. Was 6-4, has been pushed out to 2-1. Lewandowski, in his last 7 Champions League games, he's only scored in one of them. He's a bit of a home bird when it comes to scoring in the Champions League. So I'd avoid that, to be honest. I'm not saying it can't land, but it's pretty short. And similarly, if you're looking at Benfica, you'll see Kostas Mitroglou there and think, well, hang on, remember him at Fulham? He played 3 times and cost a lot of money. He's better than he showed in the Premier League. But again, I just don't think that Benfica score here. So that's where I'm going to go with it. It's Bayern on under 2.5, which is the selection.
Okay.
It's 13-5. It's much bigger than the 7-10 on offer for Bayern to win. And I do think it'll be a 1-0 or a 2-0. I think we can play unders on the goals as well if you want to take the result out of it. But I think Bayern will win it. And 13-5 is a big, big price for something that, let's not forget, landed in the first leg. Didn't look likely to be 1-0 when they took the lead so early.
Yeah.
But I think Benfica cannot come out and just attack, attack, attack. Their strategy here will be, right, we cannot concede an away goal. And I think they will at some point, but I think they won't be pushing on too much and causing Bayern too many problems in the meantime. So Bayern are under 2.5 at 13-5 is big enough to take a chance on here. But yeah, Bayern, I think, almost boringly will get into the semis, just doing what they're very good at, which is keeping clean sheets and keeping it fairly tight.
Franck Ribéry was a big factor early on in that match. He had a lot of space down the left-hand side. He played at the weekend against Stuttgart, so I'd imagine he'll be involved. One man that didn't play at the weekend was Kingsley Coman, and they look more dynamic with him in the side, so it'll be interesting to see if he makes it on Wednesday night.
They've got a good squad, Bayern. They can sort of chop and change two or three players, and I wouldn't say it's not noticeable, but you know what I mean? They've got some good quality players. But similarly, I mentioned that we were on In Play together on Saturday, and in the last sort of 20 minutes, Stuttgart made a real good fist of attacking Bayern, and that's the thing, Bayern can just get a little bit sloppy sometimes. You can almost understand that. They're so dominant in Germany, it must be almost hard sometimes to motivate themselves for some matches. Now, this is a Champions League quarterfinal. I'm not saying that they'll be lacking in that, but I just think they'll come out, they'll be ruthless, defensively minded, typically organised. They will win 1-2-0.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.